Hello, and welcome to Knitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter, a storytelling podcast with occasional knit bits. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 97, Sanctimonious Bitch. As you can probably tell from the title, this story is going to be a little bit explicit, so I wouldn't be listening to it around little kids or out without your headphones on. Before we get to today's story, I wanted to say a thank you to those of you who dropped by and left me a comment last week. I have to say that I'd been feeling a little bit lonely having not heard from a bunch of you. I do realize that this is a busy time of year and taking time out to make comments is, well, I'm probably not as good about it as I should be. So I really do appreciate those of you who have taken time to leave me comments. I have recently joined the knitting blog newsletter, and they are having a contest. In this contest, you can win some money for a shopping spree at your local yarn store. I was hesitant to let you guys know about it because that means that there's going to be more entries and my probability of winning will go down. But in all fairness, I do think that I should give you guys a chance to win as well. I will put the link on my website, which is autumnbreezedesigns.com. in the show notes, so you can go over and get yourself registered and maybe help yourself, your yarn stash, and your local yarn store. Now, on to today's story. I've been traveling quite a bit, and a couple of weeks ago, I was going to make another trip, and I was driving on a Sunday. And I must say that my usual Sunday attire is on the sloppy side anyway. But since I was looking forward to a 6 to 8 hour trip in the car, I wanted to be as comfortable as possible. So I grabbed a really nice, soft, comfy t-shirt, which does happen to have probably more than just a few stains on it, an overshirt, and my most comfortable, i.e. baggy, blue jeans that I had. And I do think that the knee might be torn out on those. And I slipped into a pair of tennis shoes, and I got into the car, and I started driving. Whenever I drive long distances, especially by myself, one of the things that I tend to do is get on the road for a little while and then go ahead and stop at a grocery store and pick up drinks and snacks and anything else that I might need. I know I should probably do this shopping before I get on the road and on, but I find it to be a nice break when I'm driving, especially for long distances. So I pulled over into this grocery store and parked myself next to a car that was getting loaded up. When I got out of my car, the woman who was loading the groceries into the trunk gave me that look. Now, she was obviously coming home from church in her nice, pretty dress, and she had her two little girls in their taffeta and velvet dresses with bows in their hair, and their hair had obviously been curled, and they were wearing those really cute patent leather shoes. And I thought, you sanctimonious bitch, who the hell do you think you are? I mean, here she is giving me the look because I had obviously not been to church that day when she's doing her grocery shopping. I mean, how hypocritical is that? she's taking advantage of the fact that other people are having to work on the Sabbath and giving me a dirty look because I don't happen to have her faith. And I also wondered, what exactly is she teaching those little girls? How much hypocrisy and hatred and intolerance is she passing on? And I was slightly fuming, to say the least. And I just grabbed my bag and I smiled and I waved at her. And I went on to do my shopping. Well, as I reached the front of the store, I noticed that there was a car parked in the fire lane, which I personally find annoying. And then I noticed that the occupant of the car was this woman who was yakking on a cell phone as she was puffing on a cigarette. The whole inside of the car was filled with cigarette smoke, but I could still make out these three tow-headed kids. The one who was in the front seat was obviously not tall enough to be in that seat, and I caught myself giving her the look. And I thought, oh God, who is the biggest sanctimonious bitch here? Me or the church lady? Thank you for coming by and letting me tell you a story. If you have any comments about this story or any of my other stories, please come by the website. I would love to hear what you have to say, even if it's just random thoughts on life in general. My website is autumnbreezedesigns.com, or of course you can send me an email at Carrie, and that's carrie.autumnbreeze@gmail.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care. Bye.